5 weeks ago, when we launched our exploration of the prophets, I lamented the fact that many Catholics have only a shallow understanding of the Old Testament. Our attention veers more toward the gospel stories about Jesus. Old Testament accounts of David and Solomon, as well as the prophetic pronouncements of Isaiah and Ezekiel, are less familiar to us. Well, today, I'm obliged to swallow a bit of humble pie. Until 2 weeks ago, the prophet from whom we read today, Nahum, was completely unknown to me. Although his entire book is comprised of a measly 47 verses, I had never read it. If you had asked me to name as many of the Old Testament prophets as I could, Nahum's name would surely be absent from my list. The lectionary we use at Mass doesn't help either. Nahum's words are never heard at Sunday Mass, and only every other year do we read the scant 7 verses we heard today. Nahum's prophecies differ significantly from those of the other prophets. The better-known prophets routinely berate God's chosen people for some aspect of their disgraceful behavior. Their prophetic reproaches were intended to sting the conscience of the Israelites and to prod them toward repentance and change of heart. By contrast, Nahum's menacing pronouncements are not aimed at the Israelites. In fact, his words to Israel are full of encouragement and comfort, as we hear in today's reading. "Look up at the mountains. Here comes the bearer of good news announcing peace. Celebrate, O Judah, for never more shall you be invaded by scoundrels. Your enemy is utterly destroyed." Nahum's threats are leveled not at the Israelites, but at the people of Assyria. Moreover, unlike the most prophetic utterances, Nahum's condemnation is not intended to nudge the Assyrians toward repentance and reformation. It's simply the dreadful announcement of a foregone conclusion. Your capital city, Nineveh, is about to be obliterated, your people annihilated. Why? What had Assyria to do with Israel? The two weren't even in the same vicinity. In fact, the capital city, Nineveh, was about 1,000 miles away from Jerusalem, in northern Iraq, near the present-day city of Mosul. Well, some background might help. In the 7th century BCE, the period in which Nahum prophesied, Nineveh was one of the largest and most prosperous cities in the world. A stroll through the ancient Near Eastern Gallery of the Metropolitan Museum of Art, with its captivating carvings of royal figures and its brilliantly colored bulls, lions, and dragons of glazed brick, gives some indication of the high level of culture attained by the Assyrians. They were able to achieve such affluence and refinement, of course, thanks to their military prowess. The formidable Assyrian armies controlled the major commercial routes in the Near East and dominated the populations of all the surrounding states. In other words, Assyria was yesteryear's superpower. As such, it was able to dictate unilaterally the trade agreements in the region, inevitably favoring its own interests. Likewise, Assyria used the threat of military intervention to exact extortionate levels of taxation from their vassal states, including Israel, draining the coffers of poorer nations to fill its own already heaping treasury. And so Assyria, and Nineveh in particular, became a symbol of a sinful, overbearing, exceedingly oppressive political force. Its hubris was seen as an affront to Yahweh. And so, through the prophet Nahum, Yahweh thunders, Ah, city of Nineveh, utterly treacherous, full of violence and plunder. See, I am about to deal with you, declares the Lord of hosts. I will burn your chariots in smoke, and the sword shall devour your young. I will put an end to your killings, and the ultimatums of your ambassadors shall be heard no more. Devastation, desolation, and destruction. Well, Nineveh was totally destroyed in the year 612 BCE. The Israelites, of course, were well aware of that shocking event, and they regarded Nineveh's humiliating plunge from the pinnacle of glory and might as the inescapable fate of worldly, powerful oppressors who resist the greater power of God. Nahum's prophecy contains both an encouraging message for populations that are victimized and a potent warning for arrogant states that wantonly oppress weaker ones. I wonder what Nahum might have to say to today's demands that wealthier nations forgive or at least reduce the debt burdens of heavily indebted poor countries. I wonder what he might contribute to our own national conversation about tax regimes that favor the affluent and their business enterprises while ignoring the pressing needs of the poor. 2,600 years have gone by since Nahum fulminated against Nineveh. Plus ça change, plus c'est la même chose. May God bless you and give you health.